They win the opening faceoff, clear into the Philadelphia zone. Quick shot, goal! Niederreiter, he scores from the left circle. It takes the Wild 12 seconds, and they lead it 1-0.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right. Yeah.
We take all kind of pills to give us.
Work it back across. Voracek threw it on goals. But saved that time by Dubnyk. Back out to center. It goes for Granlin. Off for Staal with an empty net. He shoots. He scores. Staal on the left wing buries it into the empty net. It's 2-0 Minnesota. They lead tonight 2-0 here in St. Paul. We've got 40 seconds now to play as Zucker bouncing it towards the empty net. He scores! Zucker into the empty net.
9 to noon on a Thursday from the KFAM Bryan Heating and Cooling Studios. It's your buddy Paul Allen. A pleasant good morning to you. And welcome to FM 100.3 The Fam, where today we begin with Minnesota Wild head coach Bruce Boudreau. Bruce, Paul Allen, good vibes right now. What's going on?
Well, I don't know. We're playing pretty good defensively, and we're not allowing a lot of great scoring chances. And so when that happens, it's usually a key to success, especially when your goaltender is playing as well as he is.
So things are going great guns right now, and you are a happy head coach.
Well, things are going better. I don't think head coaches are ever happy. But, we have to keep it going. We're only one game above 500. We're not in a playoff spot yet. So our goal is to keep this thing running and hopefully a divisional game tonight. We can, gain 2 points on Nashville.
Nashville, XL Energy Center tonight on The Fan at 7 o'clock. You are familiar with the hockey term pure goal scorer, correct?
Yes, I am.
Would you consider Jason Zucker becoming or a pure goal scorer?
No, I would not.
Why?
Well, I mean, first of all, he's only his highest has ever been is 22 goals. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he does so much more than just score. When he's not playing, when he's not scoring, he's still he's a dynamic skater and he can create opportunities. So, if he ended up scoring 50 goals this year or something like that, then wow, you might be able to put him in a category like that. But I think it's a little too early to put him in that category.
How has he amassed so many goals in so few games?
Well, one, I think is confidence. Two is he's earned it. He's working really hard. I mean, we showed a lot of clips last week about going to the front of the net and that's where he's going and that's where the pucks end up. So he's doing not only what he's told, but he's doing things that are tough to do. And that's go to the net, take the punishment. But if you do, you'll get rewarded with a goal.
Coach Boudreau, any sense Mikhail Granlund is about to take off and score a bunch for you?
Well, you'd like to think he's playing better every game. He just hasn't had the goal luck right now. He's dishing pucks pretty well. He's making plays, and when he's getting opportunities, he's just not burying them. But I think if he gets into he's one of those guys that gets into a groove, and when he gets one, he'll get two, and it's the same as Mikko. I think they're both frustrated right now because they're not scoring, but at the same time, I think they're both playing pretty well.
When players get frustrated like that, I don't expect you to coddle them, but like, how do you try to talk them through it?
You don't coddle them, but you got to keep showing them the things that they're doing right, that eventually these things will evolve into goals. I mean, everybody goes through these streaks of getting opportunities and not scoring, and you can get down on yourself. But if you can show positive reinforcement that this is good, if you keep doing this, you're not going to miss these plays next game. So, I mean, I think that's my job, is to keep them up and keep them going.
The Western Conference champions are at the X this evening, 5 in a row for the Preds. What's going well with this squad?
Well, I mean, they can play, and I think they got a boost by getting Kyle Turris and really giving up nothing off the roster. So now they're pretty confident, and they come into us come in here tonight on a 4 or 5 game winning streak, and I'm sure they're thinking, hey, listen, we can blow this thing open and ensure playoff spots and such if they play their best game. So we're going to get their best game tonight.
Sounds like a great test for our squad. You have to be fired up.
I am fired up, and it is a great test for our squad. I think this is a real springboard if we could have success. I mean, our schedule is pretty tough with going into Washington, then coming back and playing Jersey, but I mean, in the next 3 games. But if we can persevere and do a lot of the things that we've accomplished against Philadelphia in the last 2 games, I think we'll be okay.
The Washington game is Saturday, right?
Yes, it is.
You fly back after the game?
Yes, we do.
Come to the Vikings game Sunday. Couple of first-place teams, Vikings and Rams.
Yeah, but there's only one real good team there, and that's the Vikings.
Brilliant. Bruce Boudreau, 9 to noon. P.K. Subban, is he an offensive defenseman or quality all-around player?
I think you'd pretty well call him a quality all-around player. And he's got some offensive talent. He's got a great shot, and the thing is, he's a very colorful player in that he's dynamic. People like to see him, and I think that makes him better than makes them think he's better than he really is.
Good to see Charlie Coyle edging towards playing. How is he looking?
Well, he's going to practice today with us, and hopefully on Sunday have full practice with us, and if that's the case, then I hope at some point next week he might play. That's our goal.
Bruce, that's very good news.
Yes, it is, Paul.
How is Bob Woods settling in for you, replacing Scott Stevens?
I think he's doing a really good job. Bob's a communicator. He talks really well one-on-one with all the defensemen. So I think they're feeling comfortable with him, and I think it's showing in the scoring right now with the penalty killing being in the top 10 and team defense being in the top 5.
Who's your goalie tonight?
I think we'll go with Mr. Dubnyk tonight.
Doobie's hot. Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
When you watch back games, what is Dubnyk doing so well to secure these shutouts?
Well, he's sharp. He's seeing the puck really well. He's reacting to the puck really well. There's no slow movement. His legs are really sharp right now. He's at the top of the crease. So, I mean, those things happen. Usually good things follow.
Well, Dubnyk's red hot. He's super sharp. He's best goalie on the team. But I mean, what about Alex's playing time? I mean, you know, I know you wanted to use that second goalie more than last year.
You his agent?
No, I'm just asking, man. I care about the team.
Well, I think we understand Alex was scheduled to play 2 games last week, but because of the berth, it sort of put it back, and then Doobie kept getting shutouts, so he couldn't put him in. But I assume you will see Mr. Stalock in the Nets in the not-too-distant future.
Great, so Alex gets Ovechkin. I mean, that's unbelievable. Seriously.
We'll just throw him to the wolves.
Last couple here. Have the guys in front of Dubnyk dramatically improved the last week or so?
Well, I don't know if they've improved. We're playing a better team game right now. We might not be an exciting offensive juggernaut at this time, but that's the way we have to play to succeed. But, you know, we were almost in the same boat as we were last year at this time, and then we started scoring on the power play and things started taking off. So if we can learn good defense, eventually you'll get into good offense, and the defense is starting to come.
So the last one, that disaster at Boston, that was the bottom, right? It should be all good from here, right?
Oh, yeah. The next 67 games will be awesome.
You're the best. Best of luck tonight.
All right.
If I don't chat with you next week, even though I probably will, have a great Thanksgiving and stay hot, all right?
You as well, and good luck Sunday.
Appreciate you. Bruce Boudreau, coach of the Minnesota Wild, part of the West Bend Mutual Insurance set list. Around the corner, Gopher greats Tyrone Carter and Ron Johnson on the Vikings, the NFL, and Gophers football. After that, Nacho Lieber in studio, 9:55. The Vikings A-Topic Exchange unveils at 10:55. DeMarco Farr, sideline analyst for the Rams Radio Network, gives us an adversarial update at 11:15 plus. a Super Bowl story or two. And P.J. Fleck, coach of the Golden Gophers football team, makes his weekly stop into the Love Covenant at 11:35. Eric Nordquist produces, and I'm Paul Allen. From the KFAN Bryant Heating and Cooling Studios, good morning. This is 9 to Noon.
You're listening to PA.
Your hockey team, the Skatriots, and you are Bruce Belichick. We are like you.
You're an idiot.
On the Fan.